2013 saw more deaths on Montana's highways. Vehicle-related deaths jumped nearly 10% this year. 224 people killed compared with 204 in 2012. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us it's the statistics within that figure that are puzzling troopers the most.
Regional commander for the eastern part of the state, James Moody, he says Montana typically has about 200 highway deaths a year.
We're always right in there.
Sometimes less. In 2013, it's two dozen more. Of particular note, alcohol-related highway deaths were down.
Way down. 30% down.
Deaths where speed was a factor also dropped. But Moody says pedestrian-related deaths skyrocketed more than 200% from 7 deaths in 2012 to 23 in 2013.
This pedestrian thing, we're all scratching our heads going out. What the heck? I mean, that's huge. There's something going on, and we don't really know what it is yet.
He predicts cell phone-related distractions could be responsible for some of this increase, but it's difficult to put any hard evidence to that. Deaths involving commercial vehicles are up, which he attributes to increased activity in the Bakken oil field. He also says that could be the reason for more out-of-state vehicle crashes.
We had a huge influx of traffic that's coming through here from Idaho, Utah, Colorado, Washington, Oregon.
Moody says higher death years like this are disheartening.
It sometimes makes you feel like you're spinning your wheels. You know, you start questioning some of our penalties.
He says the Highway Patrol is always looking for ways to bring down the number of vehicle-related deaths. But in his opinion, putting more troopers on the road could do more good than anything.
I know factually, and I know deep down in my heart, that manpower is one of our biggest obstacles.
The Montana legislature did add 5 troopers this year to boost patrols of the Bakken region. Moody does not believe it's enough to address the increasing traffic and population in Montana. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.